The EPA's regional director over Texas says that all 136 companies have either started or agreed to begin the process of getting an approved air permit through the EPA or with the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality. The state's defunct flexible air permit allowed companies to meet the overall pollution cap instead of meet individual emission caps at specific parts of the plant. EPA regional director Al Armendariz.
We haven't found at all with any of these companies that getting away from their flexible permits has had any impact on jobs or on their ability to expand.
Armendariz used the Motiva refinery in Port Arthur as an example. The plant continued its expansion plans and is set to hire 300 new full-time employees next year, all while working to meet the EPA's requirements. Those circumstances, however, could help boost the Texas economy. Michael Weber, an energy policy analyst at the University of Texas at Austin, says past environmental regulations show that there are cost benefits.
So if you talk to economists, they'll say you grow the economy by polluting, and then you grow the economy by cleaning it up. You have to pay someone to pollute, and you have to pay someone to clean it up. That's two jobs.
But of course, not everyone is on board with the changes. The Texas Oil and Gas Association has a pending lawsuit challenging the EPA's elimination of the flex permit program. The association's Debbie Hastings says the federal permit could be a job killer.
Certainly, it's going to be hard for any business to operate under those circumstances.
Governor Rick Perry and the state's Republican leadership have echoed those criticisms. Perry has gone out of his way to label the situation as an example of intrusive federal overreach. Catherine Sessinger is a spokesperson for the governor.
I think we'll wait and see what happens. The issue here is, what is the impact of this thus far? And what we've seen here is that the EPA has cited absolutely zero environmental benefit, and the only thing that's being impacted at this point is a burden on employers, and that's basically making them pay to do this new process that, again, has no change.
Energy experts say the fact that all 136 companies are willing to move forward with the new permits could be an indicator that they can afford the regulation costs for now, or at least until the lawsuit against the EPA is settled by the courts. Erica Aguilar, KUT News.